Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome into our Tuesday, December 16th edition of Sports Talk. Getting into the second half here, 6 o'clock hour. Me and Charlie Long bringing you till 7 p.m. this evening. That's when the Saints Hour with the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, takes over. His special guest this evening, Saints offensive tackle Kelvin Banks Jr., talking about the team in the past few games, plus Kelvin's personal journey, his family, and the city of New Orleans. Catch it all right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. And man, oh man, there's been a ton of rookies getting play this year for the black and gold. So it's, overall, I think it's been a successful class for this black and gold bunch because they've been contributing so much this season, whether it's been out of need or because of, you know, them stepping up and earning the position. But, you know, number one right off the bat is Tyler Shuck, the second round pick of the Saints, is getting so much love now after this win over the Panthers at home, sending the Saints to a second straight victory, improving the record now to 4-10 on the season. You got songs being made about the guy, national media, like I mentioned, getting the attention. And I will give credit to ESPN's, what's his name, Riddick, first name.
Lewis Riddick.
Thank you. You got it for me there, Charlie.
I was thinking Lance Riddick, but that's an actor.
Right.
Lewis Riddick.
Yeah. He was definitely in the whole pre-draft process was raving about Shuck and to watch out for this guy coming out.
No, he's definitely been taking some victory laps on social media as well, which good for him. But Mark Schlereth has been saying it basically since he first started. Oh, man, I really enjoyed sitting down and talking to this guy.
Yeah.
And the mentality that Shuck has, the maturity is what Schlereth had really highlighted there of just being able to sit down and talk to him. But then his play on the field as well is speaking for itself. Steve, it's a stat that I read earlier on, but Tyler Shuck is the only rookie quarterback with 3 wins this season, and he's only got 6 starts under his belt. It's a really good start. So there's a reason that people are fired up and optimistic down here about his play early on. He's got more wins than Cam Ward and Jackson Dart and both of the Browns rookie QBs. So it really does back up what Schlereth was saying weeks ago, that he's the best rookie quarterback that has at least seen the field so far. I will say this much, and we'll do more of a dive into the Tennessee Titans next week ahead of that matchup in week 17. I feel awful for Cam Ward.
Nothing around.
There's highlights that you'll see. Brett Coleman had an awesome tweet from Bootleg Football, had an awesome tweet about Cam Ward and his play throughout the season. You'll see him making these Mahomes type of escapability, like he's a magician in the, like getting out of the pocket, avoiding pressure, keeping his eyes downfield, and he throws a dart, and the receiver or tight end, whichever it may be, just completely drops it. or lets him down in some sort of way.
Right. What else am I supposed to do? He's thinking.
It happened this past week against the 49ers. It's one of the most disgusting clips I've seen all year from any NFL team, where he makes magic happen for that Tennessee Titans offense, and he throws a bullet to an open receiver, drops it in the red zone. Like, come on, dude. Make something happen for your young quarterback. He's doing everything for you. He's working with nothing. That's, I mean, Steve, we'll do that preview, you know, not this upcoming Sunday, but the next Sunday. He's working with nothing, absolutely nothing. So I feel terrible for Cam Ward. But, you know, Tyler Shuck's not working with an incredible top-tier roster either, but he's making it work as far as getting the wins on the board.
He's lost some significant talent due to injuries or for someone like Brandon Cooks no longer even on the roster.
Yeah, and I think the emergence of Devon Vele has been a real fun storyline to watch.
Man, and you felt it in that game against Carolina where it was like they just kept feeding them.
Our two old young players, as I like to call them, with Devon being, I think, now 28
seasoned
as a second-year player, and you know, with Tyler Shuck being a 26-year-old rookie. But the connection that they've kind of established within past few weeks has been really interesting to watch because, yes, I still think that the Saints need more offensive weapon help, but the emergence of Vele as you know, kind of the split wide receiver, I guess he's the wide receiver two to Olave being a wide receiver one on this roster right now. And you can argue if Olave is a true one, whatever. We've talked about that a bunch.
Right now he is for us. He has to be.
He is. He's the wide receiver one on this roster. But there's at least a legit X receiver in Vele that's starting to emerge too. And the connection that's grown with him and Shuck in recent weeks has been fascinating to me because he was silent early on in the year. And you know, you're thinking, oh man, you traded away a fourth round pick. This could be a premium day three selection for this guy.
They got a lot of heat, right?
And within the past few weeks, it's like fourth round pick. Who cares?
Yeah, suddenly no one's caring
if
about that.
If he's producing like that week after week, you've got something there with Devon Vele. And to the Saints front office and their credit, Mike Haas, who does the Saints Hour every Tuesday, had, I believe it was Jeff Ireland that he had talked to about Vele. And, you know, he had mentioned the trade and everything like that and given up the draft capital to go get a guy. And I believe it was Ireland. It could have been Parenton. It was one of the assistant GMs. They come out and said, we think he's going to be really good. And that he's just kind of scratching the surface. And that was before he went on this run of recent weeks with this black and gold team and the offense with Tyler Shuck leading the helm. There's a connection building there with Shuck and Vele that is very palpable. You can see it. And that kind of gets you excited a little bit because, like I said, the offensive weapons are probably the low point on this team. Interior offensive line as well, you can make that argument. But Devon Vele is making me feel a little bit more confident about the future of that wide receiver room.
You look at this rookie Tyler Shuck, the quarterback. He is up, I mentioned, for Rookie of the Week, along with Travion Henderson, the running back out of New England, Washington's running back, Ja'Cory Croskett, Merritt, also James Pierce, the defensive end, linebacker Demetrius Knight, and also linebacker Abdul Carter.
I know we won't do fantasy focus tonight, Steve, but Travion Henderson really sunk my chances in my redraft league. He was great in a losing effort for the New England Patriots against the Buffalo Bills, who came back from down 21-0 in that game.
That's who I'm worried about Shuck losing to in this, the Rookie of the Week.
I would be a little bit concerned about it as well, but still, the way that Shuck is playing, I mean, if you look ahead at the Jets matchup, who just gave up 48 points to Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars, and then next week, who I already went on the tangent about the Tennessee Titans maybe having the worst roster in football, and then finishing it off with Atlanta and the Falcons in week 18 on the road, we'll see how much more that Tyler Shuck can continue to build, because I don't think this is the last time that he'll be nominated for Rookie of the Week, Steve.
Talking about building, we're going to hear from running back Audric Estime when we get back from the break. He spoke to the media yesterday over a Zoom call as his black and gold bunch has now won two in a row, improving to 4-10. And boy, oh boy, we got a home finale in the Caesars Superdome this Sunday, high noon, right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. The lowly New York Jets coming to town. Taking a break right now. Be right back with more of Sports Talk right after this, folks.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
WWL wants you to be in that number when the Saints take on the Jets Jets in the final home game of the season. Win two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. That means an open bar with premium liquor and all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May. And that's all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Just go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day. Your chance to win Saints Jets tickets from Saints Radio WWL. And in that game, it's going to be interesting to see who's going to be available at running back for the black and gold. We know Alvin Kamara's been down with a knee and ankle issue. Then Devin Neal just got banged up this last game dealing with a hamstring issue. Also want to mention the fact, too, Kendra Miller, he's been on the shelf as well. So right now, Evan Hall, Audric Estime, and I guess you could say Taysom Hill are your main tailbacks for this black and gold bunch right now, till we find out more about Devin Neal's hamstring issue. Estime was a guy who spent his rookie season last year in Denver. He's now on this black and gold roster. He spoke to the media yesterday. Let's hear a little bit of Audric Estime getting ready for week 16 against the New York Jets.
You know, people tend to think of you, I think rightfully, as a bruising runner, but what was it like just kind of showing what you could do in the passing game a bit?
Oh, yeah. I definitely would say that's part of my skill set as a bruising running back, but I like to show that I'm a three down back and I can play in any type of style offense as needed. Like, I am able to catch out the backfield and I'm able to play on third down and pass protect. And I'm definitely a bruising back, but I don't like to put limits on myself and say that's the only thing that's part of my game.
Last year, you didn't get a lot of opportunities in the passing game. How did you go about showing kind of the Saints coaching staff that was a part of what you could bring to the team?
Oh, yeah. Just staying ready, honestly, like showing that I could do it in practice, no matter who's out there, like never putting limit on myself, showing that I could do it in practice. And just honestly keep on repping it, honestly. Like, even though I'm not getting the game reps, I still take as many practice reps as I can. And because you never know when you're going to need it in the game. Like, if someone goes down, like Devin did last night, and your numbers call, you're going to have to be able to do that job as well as the guy who's supposed to do it. So it's really just a reps on reps for the past years. Like, I've been running routes in high school. I've been running routes in college, and just when staying ready, honestly.
What changed for you with the added snaps of Devin going out? Like, what part of the game plan that wasn't already in for you did you have to kind of pick up?
I'd say playing a lot of third down. I'd say Devin really is more of the third down back. So playing third down, being in the pass protection world, staying focused in the pass protection meetings. And, yeah, like all the screens and stuff, I have all the screens really were more for Devin. But I wouldn't really say they're more for Devin. They're really more for the first running back up, which was Devin for this week, obviously. But like I said, it's really just staying ready and make sure you know everything, every single play in the playbook, no matter, because you never know when your number's going to be called.
Audric, just talk about the final two drives. How fun was that? To come from behind and pull up the win. What was that like?
Oh, yeah, that was amazing, honestly. It was like you dream of games like this, honestly, like to be able to win a high stake divisional game in an NFL, quote unquote, a rival game is just a dream come true, especially when you're able to like be part of it and contribute to a win. And it's just so much my team trusted in me and the coach trusted me. Just me being here for what, 8 weeks now, just meant a lot. And it's just every time you get to win in this league, it feels amazing because winning is definitely hard in this league. And we definitely prepared for it and we worked for it. So it definitely feels even more greater that we got the win.
Audrey, what's kind of stood out to you about this team's culture and maybe the relationship with the fan base as well?
I'd say this team, like, they don't really, like, we don't put too much focus into our record. Like, some teams, if you lose a game, you go down the streak and you go down the path and you kind of fall into your record. But if we lose, we kind of just swipe that and the next day of practice, Wednesday of practice, you wouldn't even be able to tell that you lost, honestly. We really were a one-week, one-game mentality type of team. And that's something that there's kind of lessons that you could take in life because it's not always going to be sunshine and rainbows, but how you respond. And this team responds very well to adversity. And we might be a younger team, especially on the offensive side, but we have guys who are stepping up and being leaders at the young age, like Tyler, stepping up mid-year for us, and it's just great to see how we can respond to adversity.
Dan, what have been your impressions of Tyler so far?
Yeah, he's a dog, honestly. Like, he's not afraid to get hit, and I love that because I think this game's a physical game, and it got a quarterback who doesn't mind being physical. I love that. And he's a guy who could just stay in the pocket and deliver the ball. And like I said, you might be a rookie, but he's honestly leading this team. Like he's a vet, honestly. Like, you can see the way that he take care of business during the week, like for practice, and just seeing his development and his growth and his progress throughout his games that he's been starting is just amazing. He's definitely inspiration for me, honestly.
Audric, you've had a chance to play under both Sean and Kellen. You know, one's a Super Bowl winning coach who's had a long time in the NFL. The other one's a first year head coach. I'm curious what you thought of how Kellen's been able to get this team to navigate the storm, you know, at various points of the season and get y'all playing good football this time of year.
Yeah, it's Kellen been doing amazing. Like I said, the team's strong mindset, like not falling into adversity, growing from it, comes from him. It's all rooted from him. And the way that he been haven't given up on us is like we just follow him and we build off his energy. And he's the one who's leading us through these wins. And he's setting the culture and the foundation of what this team needs to be. And I definitely see the growth in this team and the trajectory that we're heading on. And it's all based on him. And I'm just excited to be a part of this team going forward because I know this team under his power is headed in the right way.
Aldrick Estime, one of the many young players on this Saints roster getting playing time, could be in store for more touches. We'll find out tomorrow after Saints practice the status of Devin Neal, who left last week's victory against Carolina with a hamstring issue after getting that touchdown. So Audric Estime, Evan Hull, Taysom Hill could be in line for those touches in the black and gold's backfield. We're going to take a break, come back with more Saints talk right after this. Stay tuned, folks, on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk this Tuesday, December 16th. We just heard audio from Saints running back Audric Estime as the Black and Gold are getting ready for just three games left. Their home finale Sunday hosting the New York Jets, helping us break down all things Saints. Super Bowl linebacker Scott Shanley joining us now here on WWL. Scott, always appreciate the time, man. How you faring right now?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. We're watching some pretty good Saints football the last few weeks, so it's all good.
Yeah, December has hit, and the Black and Gold have now won two straight games. Obviously, the biggest story right now, rookie quarterback Tyler Shuck, everybody is starting to talk about him nationally even. Nice to be having positive news about this team right now after the rough start to the year. But just curious, what specific traits are you seeing for this rookie quarterback right now that's suggesting he can be that legitimate franchise starter for them rather than just maybe a late-season spark for the Black and Gold right now?
Yeah, I think from a big picture working backwards, I think it's encouraging. You know, he had every opportunity to win the job in the preseason. I think they were giving him the entire preseason to take that job. And, you look at him now and even go back, you know, to his first start against Carolina and then go backwards to the preseason, he is a completely different player. And I think it's a huge credit to, you know, Coach Tolzien, who's a quarterback coach, Coach Nussmeier, Kellen Moore. You got three quarterbacks on the roster coaching this guy. And I just think he's a completely different player than the guy they drafted. And you like to see that growth in a short amount of time. But I think as far as the it factor, I think when he got thrown into the game against the Buccaneers, when they went away from Spencer, he made some throws that you said, okay, Spencer doesn't have that type of arm. And you saw some NFL arm talent. And then the following week he goes at Carolina. They had just come off a big win against the Packers. And he was throwing the ball vertically, and he was walking around with a little bit of swagger, like some confidence. You're thinking, wow, this kid believes he can play in this league. And I think once you get that confidence as a rookie, and you've proved to yourself you can play in this league, that's when you start to take those steps. And I think that's why he's been taking those steps, is he knows he can play at this level, and he knows he can be a good player. And he just continues to improve every single week.
You know, Scott, building on that, we've talked to a couple different reporters today about Tyler Shuck and his growth, but also the rookie head coach and Kellen Moore and what he's been able to do in keeping this team competitive and fighting late on this season, even after they've been eliminated from playoff contention. You know, Scott, it was at the end of the game, our sideline reporter Jeff Nowak got to speak to Charlie Smith after he hit the game-winning field goal against the Panthers, and Charlie kept talking about the culture that Kellen Moore is building there and how everyone's still bought in. They're not really focused on the record. They're still playing hard for their head coach, and they're believing in what he's doing and what he's building there. And then, you know, during that interview, I think DeMario Davis came up behind him and started cheering for Charlie, making his first game-winning field goal at the NFL level. It's just kind of a testament to what Kellen Moore and that staff has done early on in their time in New Orleans.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I think, every locker room wants to there's either hope or despair that's in a locker room. And you have hope for lots of different reasons, mostly because of the quarterback. I mean, every week we played a game, we had Drew at quarterback, we felt like we could win a game. And I think when Kellen went to Shuck and Shuck played well, I think the locker room completely played different. There was a completely different vibe. And I think one of the benefits of getting to be, being the pregame, postgame analyst is watching all these postgame press conferences. It was after, I think, the Dolphins lost. And the guys were up there, and the way they were talking, they gave you an inside look into the culture of the locker room. Kool-Aid McKinstry, young player, talking about how he doesn't want to let his teammates down. Coach Staley's preaching about brotherhood, playing hard for one another. And when you start to hear those things in a loss, especially when the season's not going the way you want it to, I think it's a huge, it talks about the direction that the coaching staff has the team going. But also, I think Coach Moore benefits a little bit from having guys like DeMario and Cam. And those guys are veteran, old players, but they are great leaders. And the message they send in the locker room as an extension of the coaching staff, I don't think you get that in many other places.
Scott, what is it about this Saints defense in the second half of games that really seems to tighten up and make things harder for opposing teams? You know, people talk about halftime adjustments. I know you guys don't have much time when it goes to the locker room to get back out on the field for the third quarter. There's not that much time to make these massive adjustments. But what do you think it is about the team in the second half, especially against the run, that things just tighten up and they've been really stingy?
Yeah, you know, people don't often talk enough about going from a different coordinator, a different scheme to a new scheme. It takes a little bit of time. Early in the year, besides the quarterback question, who's going to be the quarterback for this franchise? Everybody was concerned about the defense. And then they kind of flipped the corner a little bit, and I think a lot of it goes back to on the road at Carolina, stopping that running game, winning that game, gave this defense a lot of confidence. But it takes time for a coordinator to figure out how to utilize certain guys. It takes guys a while to figure out how this coach wants me to play this zone coverage or what technique he wants me to do here. And I think it took a little bit of time to work in the young guys with the veterans. The veterans, like I just said, Cam and DeMar are very accepting to coaching. I think that helps. But it just took a little bit of time for them to put everybody into this scheme, because it's a lot different scheme than a lot of these guys played in under Dennis. Completely different.
The guy that just been completely, I don't want to say rejuvenated, but this season has been a big boost for a guy in Cam Jordan, who had last season, I know, some issues with some of the former coaches on the staff. And he's really, though, come alive this year, and it's number 15 for him in the NFL. We know how much of a personality and that bright joy he brings constantly, but just overall the impact he has, not just on the field, but this young players on this squad too. I think it's so important having a guy like Cam Jordan around.
There's no doubt about it. I think you're extremely lucky to have a guy like Cam. Not only as an extension of the coaching staff and the personality he brings to a locker room, but just understanding, his role has changed over the years. Last year went to being a role player, and now this year being incorporated more back into the defense and being a highly productive player. So I think every locker room is lucky if they have veterans like Cam Jordan, who can continue to give their message, who's a positive player, who's a productive player. And, like you said, outside the field, I mean, he's constantly doing things in the community. So no doubt Cam Jordan's a Hall of Famer. He's a Mount Rushmore Saint, highly, Ring of Honor guy. It's going to be hard. Every week you see Cam and DeMario, you like, well, they're getting older, and then they go out and DeMario leads the team in tackles and Cam gets a sack or two. So they just keep on producing. And I think a lot of it is, yes, they lost a step, but they make up for it in their knowledge of the game and anticipating plays.
So Scott, one thing that we keep talking about with if Tyler Shuck is the guy to build your franchise around and build this team around for the future, you have to fill in some holes on this roster that are still there. And we've talked about the interior offensive line, but also pass catching weapons. Something that Steve and I had talked about as well with, the emergence of Devon Vele, who the Saints traded the 4th-round pick and the 7th-round pick for in the offseason. He had a really quiet start. I think he was kind of getting adjusted to everything down here in the new offense with Kellen Moore. But then the past couple of weeks, basically, really since Tyler Shuck has taken over as quarterback, he's slowly emerged as being that a real nice threat. He's a big body pass catcher, a true X type of receiver. And seeing him kind of emerge in this passing game has been really great to see. Also, apparently, it's been reported that he's avoided a major injury with the shoulder injury that he had against Carolina. So that's good as well. But your thoughts on Devon Vele and how he's kind of surged towards the late part of the season?
Yeah, outside of Tyler's play, I think he's been the talk of what's been going on in the building, and especially offensively, because he has been that missing component offensively. He reminds me, a lot of the plays he makes and the routes he runs remind me of Marcus Colston. Big body guy, big catch radius, not scared of contact. I mean, he runs that deep 15, 16, 17-yard in route behind the linebackers, and he knows he's going to get smacked in the face, and he catches the ball. And you can see the chemistry growing, the trust, I should say, growing with Tyler. When he needs a third down, he doesn't care what the down distance is. He's looking for Vele because he's been making those plays for him. So it's great to have that type of receiver to make those catches in traffic, because it gets noisy in there. A lot of guys don't like running in there. But that's why you go out and get big-bodied receivers to make those type of plays. So he's been outstanding, and everybody kind of looks at it. When you give a 4th-round pick for a receiver, everybody wants to see the production. So I think it gets you excited going into next year that he's going to be a big part of this offense.
Talking here on WWL with Saints Super Bowl champ Scott Shanley about the black and gold getting ready to take on New York Jets Sunday in the home finale. And Scott, just curious for you, there's nothing to play for right now with playoffs. That's been, out the picture for the black and gold right now. And we constantly talk about that. Nobody's mailing it in. There's still a ton of effort we're seeing on the team for this black and gold team, playing for Kellen Moore, proving that he is, the coach of the future for this team, as well as, a lot of guys still fighting for jobs on this roster, which a lot of we talk about all the time with folks. But what are you hoping to see in these final three games as this black and gold bunch tries to finish out this Saints season on a high note?
Yeah, obviously step one is winning football games that you want to see. You want to see these guys we've been talking a lot about. You want to see them stack success, and I think Tyler's done a good job of that. Devin Neal, obviously he was doing that and then had the unfortunate hamstring injury. Vele, so we'll see. But you want to continue to see the offensive line gel and play good. You want to continue to watch Banks, and as he finishes the year, as he continue to progress as a tackle. So I think you're just watching kind of individual players, young players, and continue to evaluate them. And you, like I said, you want to see them stack games and not be a yo-yo player or a roller coaster player where they have good games and bad games. And those are hard to win with those type of guys. So I think you're just more or less evaluating each individual player and hoping you can win some games here at the end of the year.
I know it's baby steps, and this black and gold bunch has won back-to-back games, two in a row. But you're hosting the New York Jets this upcoming weekend. Scott, we talked with Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth about this last hour. The Jets are, once again, a mess. They're 3-11. It feels like they're somewhere around that mark, around week 15 every single season. I know that they've got a bunch of picks for the future. They sold off a bunch of pieces at the trade deadline. But it just feels like this Jets team is the same old bunch. And Scott, one of the craziest stats that we got from a New York Post reporter Monday's show, it was the second guest show, was that we're 15 weeks into the season, 14 games for the Jets. They don't have an interception this year. And this is a Jets defense that just fired DC Steve Wilks. They gave up 48 points to Jacksonville last week. They've played basically 10 different quarterbacks on offense. Just your thoughts on this Jets squad coming to New Orleans to face the Saints in the Superdome.
Yeah, they've been a disappointing bunch. I think, you know, I've never been a huge Justin Fields fan. They paid him to be their franchise quarterback. I think he's a great Taysom Hill type player where you utilize his skill set, but they paid him to be the franchise quarterback. And like I said, when the quarterback's not playing well, two things enter or plays well, two things enter a locker room, hope or despair. I think the quarterback play early on wasn't good enough. And but when you're not taking the football away, you're not going to win many games. It's not have interceptions and be a ball disrupting defense. It's hard to win. And, you know, unfortunately for the Jets and Jets fans, you had your like 4 or 5 year window here where the Patriots were down, and it doesn't look good when you talk about your division. Josh Allen's going to be there for a long time. Now Drake May looks like he's going to be a perennial MVP type candidate. So the Jets have a lot of work ahead of them, and it all starts with fixing that quarterback position. And then obviously they have a lot of needs outside of that even.
Scott, always appreciate your time, man. Thanks so much for giving us a little bit of it, and we'll be seeing you Sunday in the Superdome for that home finale, man.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Scott Shanley, Saints Super Bowl winning linebacker, joining us there. And man, oh man, yeah, the days when Scott was around, obviously the Superdome was a humming, and you didn't have to, you know, really coax these Saints fans to come out and support the team. I'm hoping to see a little more fannies in the seat this Sunday for a home finale, especially with this buzz building more and more around right. The black and gold.
And I think you will. I think because the buzz that's being built around Tyler Shuck and the Saints' late season surge that's been happening here, and the possibility for them to really finish strong. Yeah, they'll want to be in that number for the final home game against a Jets team that, like I said, has really been struggling.
Come see a victory, right?
I mean, the Saints are, I think, 3.5, 4.5 maybe even point favorites.
Yeah, I think it was 4.5 the last I looked.
I was looking at it for Pick 6 that we'll be doing on Thursday. But they're favorites in this matchup, and it hasn't really been the case very often for this black and gold team.
Who knows? Charlie, we might see them favorites even at Tennessee and at Atlanta.
I think definitely at Tennessee. At Atlanta, we'll have to figure that out when we get to that bridge. But as far as building confidence towards the end of the season, that's what the Saints team is doing.
Yes, indeed. Right now, we're taking a break. Be back with more of Sports Talk right after this, folks. Stay tuned on WWL. Oh, we're back here on Sports Talk. We're wrapping up things as we get ready for the Saints Hour with the voice of the Saints, Mike Haws. He'll be talking to rookie offensive tackle Kelvin Banks Jr. Won't want to miss that coming up on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app tomorrow, folks. What is Drew Brees going to say about the Saints-Panthers rematch? Don't miss QB to QB with Drew Brees and Bobby Hebert. That's tomorrow on Sports Talk. Bobby and Drew will size up the Saints win over Carolina, Tyler Shuck's performance, and they'll take a look at the next matchup coming against the Jets in the Superdome. Do not miss QB to QB, the ultimate Saints conversation with Saints legendary QBs Drew Brees and Bobby Hebert. That's tomorrow, 4:30, right here on WWL. The NFL put out their power rankings today, their latest updated power rankings at NFL.com. The black and gold making their way up in the standings, Charlie. They are at number 25 right now. Definitely an improvement for where they started this season, at least.
And the Jets, I think, are 29.
You are correct. They're down a spot to 29.
This Jets team is rough, Steve. I know that you and Nowak are going to have a fun time doing that preview, because, goodness gracious, what is there to talk about? Like, they're just bad everywhere. The Saints are favored in this game, and they should be favored in this game.
Poor Aaron Glenn.
Yeah. Ooh, the one thing about Aaron Glenn is it's similar with Kellen Moore. They're going to give him time.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to fire him after 1 year like what happened with the Patriots last year and Gerard Mayo.
For Charlie Long, folks, I'm Steve Geller. Have a great evening. Stay tuned next for Mike Haws and the Saints Hour here on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.